Peace, y'all, and welcome to Different But The Same, the podcast where we find peace in the ties that bind us. I'm your host and your homegirl, Ifa Kimmy, and I want to thank you for being here with me once again. Yes, it's been a while since you all have heard from me. It's been a lot going on, y'all. So we are going to go ahead and get right into it, okay? What's up, y'all? So, first off, I cannot thank y'all enough for continuing to stick with me and rock with me on this little podcast journey that I am taking, okay? We're on episode 10, and this episode is called Silence and Solitude. Elevation requires separation. But we're gonna get into that a little bit more. I just wanted to kind of let y'all know where we was going with it. But yeah, so what's been going on with me? I have not done an episode since August of last year. And yeah, I've been holding on, y'all, okay? It's just been a lot going on. A lot of changes have happened in my life, so I've just been trying to kind of roll with the punches, I guess. I've switched careers. I'm trying to work on businesses. I am really very much all over the place. So yeah, I done started a YouTube channel, child. I'm doing three much, okay? And I got a puppy. And on top of that, what was I thinking? I do not know. I couldn't tell you, okay? But I'm making time. My puppy is calm right now, so he's allowing me to record because he got his little vaccinations today, so he's just down and out. So I said, let me take advantage of this little quiet moment and go ahead and record. So if you all happen to hear some puppy activity, please don't count it against us, okay? We're doing our best. He is 4 months old, and baby, it is a struggle, okay? But I love my baby. So, yeah. I hope each and every one of you have been doing well since we have been away from each other. I'm going to definitely get back to recording more frequently because I miss doing this. I miss y'all, okay? Y'all like my little virtual family. So, yeah. I'm going to talk to y'all more about my plans in the future and some cool little changes that I've noticed they've made to the podcast recording platform that I use that I think would be cool to start trying out, okay? So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get into this episode, and I'm gonna let y'all know what in the hell we're about to be talking about, okay? Okay, so you know how if maybe you are quiet to yourself for a little while in silence and solitude, okay? Separating yourself, working on yourself. And it may be some little whispers about you, you know, acting funny, acting different, whatever, whatever. And it's really like, I'm not acting funny. I'm healing, okay? So these past few almost, what, like 9 months since we last met have really taught me a lot. And one of the most important things that I have done for myself is just to take a step back, take a look in the mirror, to take accountability, okay, for everything, things that I did, things that I didn't do, you know, whatever. And just to allow myself some grace, though, with all of that, to not be so hard on myself as I often am. Okay, and I allow myself to have a reset, you know what I'm saying? So this episode, number 10, we are going to go ahead and start the chakra series. So we are beginning what I've been talking about for a while. If you've been listening to me, I've been just, I guess, like trying to find the right time or whatever to go ahead and start it. And now feels like that healing must begin somewhere, and for me it started with my root chakra, and I knew that because my foundation was just feeling so shaky, like everything just felt weird, like I didn't realize how, I guess, like sad I was. Maybe I was like functionally depressed or something. That's the thing, right? yeah, so I was just down this little deep, dark Alice in Wonderland portal. Just kept me spinning and falling down the rabbit hole, right? That's where I was. That's how I felt. So me being nosy and curious as I am, I decided to research my girl Alice. And I actually found out, y'all, that there is a real syndrome called Alice in Wonderland syndrome, child. Can you believe that? Me neither. Okay, so boom. Sometimes it's called AIWS if you want to be nosy too and look it up like I did. So I was looking on my Cleveland Clinic, my.clevelandclinic.org. I'm sorry, y'all know I gotta cite my research, okay? And what really though stood out to me on their website was some of the symptoms of this syndrome. One of them was derealization, and it says this is a form of dissociation when you feel disconnected from the world around you, right? Okay. And then depersonalization. This type of disassociation makes you feel disconnected from your own body, thoughts, or feelings. Some people describe this as feeling like watching your own life in third person, or as if you were watching from over your own shoulder or outside of yourself. Okay. Then it goes on to say, like, feeling of being split in two, known as, hold on, y'all, somatopsychic duality. I hope I said that word right. People often describe this as feeling as if they're split in two vertically. That makes them feel as if their body's left and right halves exist separately, but they can still feel both. I don't know about that one. That sounds like left twix and right twix, child. But yeah, the derealization and depersonalization, like, I felt those. Like, it kind of felt like I said, I was on autopilot, you know what I mean? I just thought that was so interesting, and y'all know I had to share, okay, what my little down my rabbit hole found. I definitely don't feel like Alice in Wonderland syndrome got me. I don't want to say that. They said it's very rare, but I definitely do feel like I experienced periods of the dissociation, like, with the world around me, like I said. And when I'm in solitude, I feel like I can hear. I feel like I can heal. It's just me and God, you know what I'm saying? Me and my spirits. I'm safe in my mind. Nobody can hurt me when I'm alone. So, you know, like I said, no, I'm not acting funny when I'm distant. I'm healing. I'm surviving, really, the best way I know how. So for me, meditating on my root chakra, grounding myself, learning to let go of fear, learning to value my body, to listen to my body, to be in the present moment with myself, and really to listen to my intuition. That's a big one. Y'all know I'm a press listen to your intuition from now to the end of time, baby. And trusting myself, it helped me to rebuild a stronger foundation. To be real, I'm still rebuilding it. I ain't done. Every day is, you know, it's just one day at a time, really just opening myself up to this new energy and letting go of old things. It's like this shedding and rebirth process that's constantly happening at any given time. So yeah, it's just kind of like teaching yourself a new way to move through life and how to begin to address some of the issues that might be holding you back when your root chakra is stuck. I mean, blocks. I didn't mean to say stuck, but it can make you feel stuck. That's what I was trying to say. You know, you can feel it in many different ways. It shows up in different ways in your life. And we're going to talk about that, okay? We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to get into some ways that you can tap into some root chakra healing, okay? Okay. All right, y'all, so we back with more root chakra action. Okay, so where is the root chakra? First off, the root chakra is located really like at the base of your spine, kind of like if you were sitting, you would imagine like sitting. Okay, so if you're sitting to meditate, right? If you're sitting crisscross applesauce to meditate, and you put your booty on the ground or on your chair or on your bed or whatever, that's where you're sitting, like that's your root chakra. So where you feel all your weight on your sit bones, on your butt. Just imagine your root chakra there, like right in the middle, okay? So I always meditate like on a white light and imagine that going up all the way through the crown of my head. That's how I do it. The root chakra is associated with the color red. It's associated with the element of the earth, okay? So as promised, some tips to kind of like start to work with and heal your root chakra. If you are into crystals, if you are a crystal guy or gal, you can use a ruby, garnet, a black tourmaline. I love black tourmaline. I have black tourmaline. That's a really good crystal for absorbing negative energy. So I put it anywhere there's electronics, like around your computers, laptops, televisions, things like that. It absorbs, I can't think of what the little rays are called or whatever, but I know that it does absorb negative energy. If you're an essential oil person like me, I use everything, but cedarwood, patchouli, which I love, and sandalwood, which is my favorite, are really good for the root chakra. You can either put it on the soles of your feet. That's what I would do. That's how I like to use my oil before I meditate. If you want to do yoga, you could do child's pose. It's one of my favorite poses for root chakra healing. Even the chair pose, triangle pose, warrior one or two. And I love also shavasana is good for root chakra healing, and even a forward bend or a forward fold I love for a root chakra. You can even do your meditation if you want to, y'all, just like laying on the ground. If you just, you know, laying on your, in your bedroom, if you just lay down on your back, you can meditate that way too. There's no rules to it. You just do what feels good for you, okay? Some good root chakra affirmations that I like are: I am safe and secure. I am rooted in this present moment. I am strong, steady, and grounded. I am here. I am now. I am safe. Everything I need comes to me at exactly the right place and time. I'm equipped with all the tools I need to succeed. All my needs are always met. Okay. You can also eat different foods to help to heal and support your chakras. So you eat, you know, according to the color of the chakra that you're working with, right? So if you're working with your root chakra, you can eat more red foods like strawberries, root vegetables that are red. I love beets. I don't know if that's an old lady thing, but I love beets. I like to put them in my salad. But you can do tomatoes, strawberries, apples, cherries, root vegetables that grow in the ground like carrots, potatoes. You can do onions, garlic. All of those are really good to try to start balancing your root chakra, okay? Spend time in nature. You can do grounding where you stand on the ground, on the earth, especially since the weather is changing. I don't know where y'all are, but you can, you know, practice grounding by just standing directly on the earth, which I love to do. That's one of my favorite things for my root chakra, okay? So yeah, I hope those tips were helpful, and we're gonna keep this train rolling, y'all, okay? So, of course, like, I realize being alone, it can feel lonely, but, you know, I came to understand that even though I may have felt lonely in certain moments, I was never alone. You know what I mean? Like, I knew once I understood that my root chakra was unbalanced and I was in this little time warp and everything felt like it was out of balance. I felt like spirit just kept trying to get my attention, but I was like out of it, you know? Down that rabbit hole, like I said, and in that darkness, though, I found my old self, the self that I, you know, had been lost under that lingering depression and anxiety, the self-doubt, the fear, the guilt, the overwhelm. You know, but me and my old self, we recognized each other, and I feel like we helped each other back to the surface, up out of that rabbit hole. And once I was able to take accountability for my own actions and non-action, you know, once I remembered that just because I fell down, I didn't have to stay down, then things started to look brighter once I started to put into practice those, some of those, you know. Some days I'm good, some days I'm still down, child, so let's get that very clear. But I try to remember to practice the things that I mentioned, those affirmations, to use the crystals and meditate, to use my oils, to feed my body the right things. And when I do that, I feel better. And all the times that I started to feel lonely, the more love that I gave myself, because I knew I didn't want to go backwards to the place that I was trying to get out of. I remember that I'm never alone, even when I'm lonely. Lonely, but not alone, okay? This too shall pass, y'all. If you are going through it, if you're feeling like you need that reset, if you're just feeling low on energy, just keep pushing, y'all. And that might sound cliche, but again, one day at a time, one foot in front of the other. I'm gonna throw all the cliches at y'all now, okay? Use your tools, ground yourself, meditate, even if it's for 1 minute, just meditate. Pour love and energy into that root chakra, charge it up, allow that lotus to bloom from the mud, my baby. You know, you deserve the best version of yourself. So you can't let this world beat you up and take all that you have. And if you need to start over, start over. As long as you got breath in your body, you can start over. Don't let nobody tell you different, period. I don't care how many times you got to do it till it feel right, do it till you're satisfied, okay? And that's just all it is to it. So yeah, I don't know, I feel like this episode is short, but it was to the point, okay? It was what it was. Spirit said what had to be said, and period. I still have a couple of little things that I want to share with y'all. And then I hope we can participate in together, okay, on this little journey. So yeah, I need y'all to be interactive. All right, so we're going to get into that. Let's see what happens. All right, y'all. So today's takeaway is this. Understand that sometimes you have to be separated in order to grow. Okay. In order to get to the place that you're meant to be, you can't always be everywhere with everybody. So, you know, yes, sometimes it gets lonely, of course. But if you can learn to change your mind to, you know, embrace that silence and that solitude when you are alone and understand what's being done for you in that time, you know, you can use that time more wisely than when you understand it better. You know what I mean? And yes, we got to remember to focus on the root chakra. Okay, so remember the meditations, the crystals, the foods, all that stuff to just begin to work on just the energy centers in your body. You know what I mean? And like I said, y'all, this kicks off the chakra series. Okay, so on our next episode, number 11, we'll be on the sacral chakra, which deals with creativity. So the root chakra is really about our survival and feeling stable and safe and all those things, like in your body. Okay, the sacral chakra is going to tap into creativity. So I'm excited to finally get this doggone chakra series started. I hope this helped whoever needed it. I hope it clarified some things, gave you some ideas on how you can begin to do that type of energy work. I found out, y'all, that there's a voicemail. That's what I was gonna tell y'all. Okay, it's a voicemail option where y'all can call, like, leave me voicemail. So I'm gonna put the link up somehow. I'll figure out how to do the link. I'll figure it out, y'all. But you can leave me voicemails. They are private. If y'all have questions, comments, concerns, if you want to just tell me how you like the episodes, how you all are feeling about things, I welcome it. I'm open to it. Like I said, I want to be interactive with y'all. So yeah, some of you may know that I had the newsletter at one point. I don't know if I'm going to keep the newsletter. I don't know how y'all feel about that. So chime in, y'all, the Wellness Wednesday newsletter. Usually I would make it so that it would kind of piggyback off of the episode or vice versa, just to kind of tie everything all in and just give you something to look at, just some more to kind of dive deeper into it or whatever. So if y'all like that, I will keep it up. If you don't, then I can use that energy elsewhere doing something that, you know, y'all would like. You feel me? So yeah, I believe that is it. That is going to wrap up episode 10, Silence and Solitude. Elevation requires separation. Okay, so please take care, y'all, until we meet again. Much peace and love. Please remember, I'm going to do the link for the voicemails, okay? Peace, y'all.